This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Tomorrow is the 30th anniversary of Red Nose Day.
Can you believe 30 years?
30 years.
I can remember my first car was a little Gemini. It was so terrible. It was baby ship round. Do you remember that really horrible? I just remember
they had those cars.
And I remember buying the little red nose at the service station and putting it on the front of my car.
30 years.
A year later, I had a baby, and then I was thinking, what the hell was I doing?
And it's not about being embarrassed or that massive pimple on your nose that is looking at me, Tom.
I know when you said it was Red Nose Day, I thought it was because I was a drunk and I've got all those gin blossoms on my nose.
No, not at all. It's a very serious and sad subject. The charity has raised over $16.83 million to date. And believe it or not, saved 9,967 lives. And joining us on the phone to talk about Red Nose Day is Jane Wiggle, Manager Health and Advocacy of Red Nose Day. Good morning, Jane.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Did I just hear Jane Wiggle? You're not one of the red or blue Wiggles from... No.
No. No, maybe I could be a pink one. I don't know. But yeah. It's so exciting. And I just love listening to that introduction. Thank you so much about the, you know, it's the 30th anniversary of Red Nose Day. And it's just a fantastic time. The office is buzzing at the moment. We're all getting organised, ready for tomorrow.
With all those noses. 9,967 lives, Jane. That's an incredible result.
I know. It was phenomenal, actually. And really, we are very grateful to the Australian community for believing in us as an organisation. You know, we're at the 30th anniversary of Red Nose Day, but we've been around for 40 years researching this stuff and getting answers and turning it into education and throwing it to parents and health professionals and really raising awareness. And so through that, we were able to reduce the amount of sudden unexplained death in infancy by 85%, which is huge. So yes, close to 10,000 lives saved, which is just so amazing for, you know, an organisation like us who was very much a grassroots organisation. It started in a living room of a bereaved parent. It was one mother who lost her baby and thought, gosh, you know, like this absolutely cannot happen. What can I do? How can I, you know, start something? And she did. And here we are now, you know, celebrating our 30th Red Nose Day, and it's fantastic.
Well, Jane, as a parent, I mean, my oldest daughter now is 28, so I can remember having the baby when all this information first started coming out, you know, 30 years ago. And I'll say as a parent, it helped me. I mean, you read it, you knew what you were doing about putting them on their, not putting them on their stomachs and about what to do, about people not smoking around your children, about how you took care of them. I'll say as a young parent, it was such great information out there. It helped.
Oh, thank you. I think it does. And it's really important that we make sure that all our messaging is really clear and it's really easy to understand. And so we work really hard to produce things that, you know, that are accessible and that are really simple. And through our research, you know, we were able to identify what we call modifiable risks. So they're things that you can do as a parent to protect your baby and reduce, you know, the risk of it happening to you guys. So that was the Safe Sleep campaign, the six steps that you need to do with your bubby at home to, you know, to keep them safe. So
the only problem was I'd do all the six steps, get them safely asleep. They'd be asleep, then I'd panic that they and I'd go in and wake them up and then have to start all over again as a first-time parent. But we all do that, I think.
That's right. Exactly. You're obviously a beautiful parent and you love your babies. And we all want the best for our children and absolutely I think that's very normal. And just always trying to remember the messages and try and, you know, we're all trying to do the best thing we can for our children.
Jane, I was reading that I didn't realise the way a pregnant mother sleeps may actually impact the risk of a stillbirth.
Yeah.
Do you know yet what the best position is for pregnant mums to sleep in?
We know anatomically, we know that lying on your left-hand side is better than lying on your back. Lying on your back, we have a great big sort of midline vessel called the inferior vena cava. And if you lie on your back with a big pregnant tummy, the weight of that big tummy, that uterus, that baby compresses that big vessel and it shuts off the blood supply. And it can make mum feel sick and dizzy and a bit faint, but it can shut off blood supply to a placenta. And we know that a placenta is what fuels your baby. That gives your baby its oxygen, really. So, you know, we've worked that out. So we've got some research happening now to work out exactly, you know, how to best sleep mum when she's pregnant, you know, as a you know, potential risk factor. It's just quite amazing. One of our own researchers, Adrian Gordon, who sits on our National Scientific Advisory Group. So fantastic research.
That's really good. Yeah, what sort of statistics are we still looking at? Like, do we have the number of, you know, per day? And
So we have, we know that at the moment we're losing 3,200 Aussie babies a year. Yep. And of that, breaking that down, that encapsulates stillbirth as well, SIDS and fatal sleep accidents. But it's 9 children a day. And it's
nine
significant.
Kids a day.
9 kids a day. And so, and when you think about that, you sort of try and quantify it in your mind. You've got your immediate family that are destroyed from that. You've then got extended family. You've then got school, or you've got, you know, the man that, you know, you buy your coffee from. You've got work colleagues. You've got your boss. You've got all these extra people that are actually impacted by the death of that child. It's massive. I mean, it can affect up to 60 people surrounding that child. So you think about that, and that's happening 9 times a day.
Wow.
It's massive. It's a huge problem. But the challenge is keeping the awareness, because it's not a nice thing to talk about. It's not normal. It makes us feel really, really sad and uncomfortable. It's, you know, to lose a baby is the utmost, it's just the unimaginable. Oh, and
it's not meant to happen as a parent. I mean,
no.
You have your children are meant to go before you. I mean, you're meant to
Absolutely.
Go before your kids. You're meant to go.
And even myself, I'm a clinician. I'm a clinical midwifery specialist. I work in a birthing suite, and I've delivered lots of babies who have been still, and I've delivered babies who have gone on and passed away. And it affects me as a clinician. It affects the doctors. It affects the cleaner. It affects everybody.
Definitely.
It's a terrible thing. And that's why at Red Nose we feel very passionate about it, and we feel that we have a responsibility to help our parents out there. And
definitely. And that's why we're here today, Jane, because we want to know can we go out tomorrow and get our Red Nose?
And how can we support Red Nose Day?
Oh, my goodness. So you can purchase a Red Nose at any of the leading retail stores, for example, Big W or Spotlight, if you have any of those local. Pens and plush toys and wristbands. Some people might think they're a little bit daggy, but, you know, we would really hope that you would get behind us and buy one of those. But if that's not your thing, you can hop on the website at rednoseday.com.au and pledge a donation of any amount. We would be extremely grateful for. That's what you can do.
Jane, thank you so much. It is a difficult and sad subject, and thanks for talking to us this morning.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
And all the wonderful work all you guys do in the research and in your birthing units. Thank you very much, Jane.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Jane. So it's rednoseday.com.au. If you want more details, we'll get your Red Noses tomorrow. Jane Wiggle, Manager Health and Advocacy for Red Nose Day.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.